Okay, we're continuing Hilchos Pesach. Today we're starting Tav Nun Vav. Just a quick thing on Chalita that we learned last time. Just to clarify, Chalita, it's when you dip it in boiling hot water first. So I always think of bagels, but it's not bagels. Because Chalita is when you put in the flour first into the boiling hot water. It's not when you put dough into the boiling hot water. And if chalita was done, it's aser behana, it's aser bal yirai to own it. It's only mutter behana bal yirai if it was only with a mixture of a mashehu. So that's clarified. Okay, so today we're going to learn a little bit about hafrashas chala and what's done. So again, tav nun vav, shi'ur kamut lishat hamat. Hamatzah. So how much dough do we use? How big of a batter, of how much flour do we use when we make matzah? So Aleph. Eila shim lepesach isa gedola mishior chala. So the halacha is, it's a din derabanan. When we make the dough for baking matzahs, we don't make a dough that's much bigger than the shi'ur of challah, which we will about to explain. You're allowed to make the shi'ur of challah, but not or less, but you're not supposed to make much more than the shi'ur of challah. We'll see. We always do less to avoid the question. But, okay. Just as an aside, in general, the rule is we're not supposed to bake a dough. If we know we need a lot of dough, we're not supposed to make less than a shiur of challah, of an isaron, in order to avoid doing the mitzvah of challah. There's an issur to do that. So therefore, we don't want to make it less than a challah unless we need to or there's a very good reason for it. Again, if you don't want to bake that much, then you obviously don't have to get into that shiur. It's just when you're trying to avoid doing the mitzvah of hafrashas challah, that's what's not allowed. Okay, so what is the shiur of challah itself? That we want to do it that size, but not much more. Shehi, 43 beitzim v'chomesh beitza benonit. The shear is 43 1/5 eggs. Alright, 43.2 eggs. These are average eggs. You go to the farm, you see the big ones, the small ones, you pick out the average size. So you calculate the average size of eggs, including with the shell. That's the size of eggs we're talking about. Vehu isaron. And that is the shi'ur, the measurement. It's a volume. Isaron is a volume. And it's made up of the volume of 43.2 eggs. Okay, and so it's that much flour. It doesn't go by dough, it goes by flour. And then you add water into it and you make dough. So you do not, that's the size you want to make. But you don't want to make much bigger than that. And again, we normally make much less than that to avoid problems. And then we do the mitzvah of hafrashas challah. We don't get out of it. We do it afterwards. We'll explain how we do that. V'chein yisha'er ota. And you here he's going to give one way to calculate it. I mean, once you already have your calculation and your measurement, then you don't have to do this every time. Alright, we already have established measurements, but let's say you're going to do it for the first time. You take yamalei kli mayim v'yareh mayim imenu l'kli acher. So you take a big kli and you fill it up with water. Then, right, and you figure out how much water was there. Oh, you don't have to measure out the water, but you just take a big kli, very large, so that it'll fit much more than 43 eggs. And now you take out the water, you store it somewhere else. Now you take the same bowl and you fill it. And now you put in 43 eggs. And now you pour in the water back into that bowl. Except now the bowl has a volume of 43 eggs in there, so it's not all going to fit back inside, right? Now the leftover water that doesn't fit in. So now you're going to put that into a smaller kli afterwards. Now, the kli that you can find, assuming you can find one, that matches exactly that amount of water that's left over, That's the kli of Isaron. Again, it's not exact, but it's very close. Obviously, if you do a little bit less, it's going to be, this amount is a drop less, because that was done with 43 eggs, missing a fifth. So obviously, if you're that shiur or less, you're safe. Do not say a bracha, not to do a freshas chala. And if it's more than that, then you would do a freshas chala with a bracha. Vehamida mechuka velo gedusha. Now this midah, this measurement, it's when the flour is, right, because we established the measurement, we have established a kli that holds this amount of water. So now when you fill it up with flour, it's when it's flat, velo gedusha. It's not heaping over, right? That's the shiur is, it's a flat shiur. The shiura mikemach chita mitzrit. And the Shulchan Aruch gets this from the Rambam, and the proper shiur of this flour, in other words, this measurement has been done before, it's been calculated before, and they've taken, I'll finish reading, chita mitzrit, chamesh miot vesrim derham mitzriim bekeruv.
Dram,
right. So this is 520. So this volume has been established before, because the shiur is 100% based on volume. It has nothing to do with weight. However, once you establish the volume, you can now pour in flour to the right amount, and now you can take this flour, and then you can measure it with weight. You can measure it with... They did drahams, or dirhams, and then they measured it, and then they came up with the measurement based on dirhams. And then it's been now more recently calculated into grams or kilograms. And whatever that amount is, because once you establish the volume, flour is flour, you can weigh it. And then from now on, you don't have to always measure the volume in your house. You can measure it with kilograms. So nowadays, women usually measure it in kilograms, pounds, or cups.
Referring to a cup, that's volume. And he's right here, 2,489
cc. So I'm about to get up into that. Haggah. Let me finish reading the Haggah, and we'll give a quick sum up, Lamaisa. Haggah. V'lo yitcha kakemach b'amida. Now, when you do it, you don't smash down and compress the flour. You just do it normally. Otherwise, it won't get baked properly. So it makes a difference for the meat, for the measurement, and it also makes a difference. It won't bake properly, and parts of the water might not get in properly, and it can lead into theoretical chametz later on. And whenever you start baking the matzahs, you should, when you start putting in the water to the flour, you should say, this is done, l'shem mitzvah. Okay, so just a quick thing about the measurements and then how it's done nowadays. I'll say how it's done nowadays, but we're going to see. We have to read Tafnun Zayin also. It goes together to fully understand. So when it comes to the measurement of Yisaron of Chala is clearly based on volume. So you're going to see that you're going to find different or kashrus organizations or different rabbanim having different amounts. If it's based on weight, that alone creates some suffix. So I would not rely on any exact measurement just based on weight. Depends on how it's packed. It depends on heat. It depends how it's sifted. It depends on humidity. Depends on the methods of storage. And also what type of flour. All these things make a difference. So going by weight, it affects volume and it affects weight. But the real shiur is volume. So it doesn't really matter if it changes. You always go by volume. It doesn't matter what it is. Nothing matters. It's always volume. When you're going to convert it into weight, then the weight's not, and it's never going to be 100% accurate. Because it's because the shiur is not based on It's not based on weight. We use weight to make it easy for us, and it's reliable. But if you know your borderline, I wouldn't say a bracha. I would.
Meaning to clarify, when you're looking at the Psak and the Seder of Moshe, and wait, Moshe is making it simple for all women to understand that if you have a 5-pound
bag
of flour, that's got the volume to be able to go ahead.
100% accurate.
But really, it's not based on weight.
Right.
If you sit the shear, and now it's bigger, you can get rid of the extra, and you can still make a bracha kala on the leftover.
I'm not sure.
If you have a 5-pound bag, and you sift it, you now can take up the space of 6 pounds.
It goes. If you're doing pounds, it goes by pounds. If you're doing volume, it goes by volume. Just so you know, volume is accurate, and weight is an estimate.
Weight is an estimate converted to make it easy because people don't understand.
Correct.
Weight is an absolute, and volume is.
Yeah, but for halachically reasons, it's not absolute. It's right. The halacha doesn't follow
based
weight.
Based on the halachic and Masechta Shabbos on exactly what the volume is.
Let me go over a few opinions, and we can discuss various off camera, various calculations or situations. So just to point out, I'm going to share with you, based on Rav Avraham Chaimna, he was Ashkenazi, major posek in Israel, based on the dirhams and based on Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, he comes up with, just to share with you some stats, I can send it out, 1.666 kilogram, that's for sure. That's based on the Rambam. That's been the Minag Yisrael, is when we follow that, and then you say a bracha. 1.6, you should do it also, but without a bracha. Because it depends, little variations, like we said, because it's all kilogram, weight is all variation. And then he points out, based on some Ashkenazic poskim, he recommends a Baal Nefesh to be Machmer for 1.25, because there's an opinion that says,
with the bracha?
No, he would not say it with the bracha, for sure not. And even Mikar Adin, he says you don't have to, but he says
out the bracha on the
1.25 kilograms, and that is definitely the psak by most Ashkenazi Rabbanim, is once you hit 1.25, now I'll just say, because I mentioned Ashkenazi Rabbanim, the Chazon Ish says 1.2 kilograms to be safe. So you'll have, some will say 1.2, some will say 1.25, but that is generally the psak by the vast majority of Ashkenazim, I believe, in the world.
Eretz Yisrael.
So we will double check. I asked, but okay, I'm sure there's different opinions.
Kilograms is what, 2.5 pounds?
So I looked up, because you want to mention America or other outside of Israel.
Here it's Chayva, and in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutzlar, it's a whole different ballgame. Here it's Chala is the
Raisa,
and Chala is
Chala. Chala nowadays is the Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael, but Yesod, it does apply to only Eretz Yisrael Midaraisa. We just don't have most Jews living in Eretz Yisrael yet. Then it will be the Raisa.
I don't know if that's true anymore.
Okay, so we're at the border, whatever it is.
The question is what most is
also. Right, and how you calculate it. Okay, so let's have Chaim 9. And I will just point out, according to the Star-K is in America, mm-hmm. but again, you can do your own survey of what American Jews do. He says, based on the Chazon Ish, or Rav Chaim Na's more strict opinion, he says you should also take it, starting with no bracha. From, and he converts it to 2.6 pounds. Technically, it should be 2.75 pounds, I think. Again, it depends what you're using. Some Rabbanim will say 3 pounds. This is without a bracha. And that's pounds, we're not kilograms. And it comes out to 8 2/3 cups of flour. That's on their website. You can look it up. According to Rav Chaim Na's strict halachic opinion, it's 3.67 pounds, and which is 12 1/4 cups. And then the Starkey quotes, this is all in America, that's what the bracha for Rav Chaim Na. According to the Star K, and what most Ashkenazim do, I believe, around the world, is they still don't say bracha. They wait. Again, it depends on your Rav, and depends whatever. But according to the Chazon Ish, which is also a major figure, major posek, he holds 4.95 pounds, or 2.25 kilograms, and that's about 5 cups.
And that's with the bracha.
So for Ashkenazim, 5 pounds. I meant 4.95 pounds or five.
Basically
5 pounds. That's what the bracha. That's 5 pounds. That's of chazanish.
Chazanish.
16 and a half cups. And that's based on kilograms of 2.25 kilograms. So that's the chazanish. That pretty much sums up the range. So for Ashkenazim, most will say between, again, we said 1.2 kilograms to 2.25 kilograms. And or 2.5, 2¾, 3 cups to 5 cups is the suffix zone. The bracha is obviously not needed if it's less, and the bracha is only if it's more. For Svardak poskim, they generally follow Rav Chaim Na, and that's the psak by generally. I mean, there are Svardim who are machmer, but that is the halacha for Svardim. It's now I will just point out Rav Avadya Yosef in the very end of his life. He said the calculations of that were done for the past 100 years is a drop off. We used to think what the Rav Chaim Na uses 3.2 grams for a dirham, and now he thinks it's 3 grams based on actually measuring many of them. So he changed his psak to 1.5 kilograms. So certainly for Sfardim they should be machmer 1.5 grams, the kilograms, if not like the Chazanish. And a bracha, they do say for sure after 1.6. That's for sure. And okay, so that sums it up on that. And I will just, we're going to keep reading, but I'll just sum up real quick how they bake matzahs nowadays. So now, well, you know what? Maybe I'll wait till we finish Taf Nun Zayin, because it comes together. And you'll understand it better. So let's keep reading. Beis. If when you kneaded the dough, you did more than the shi'ur, much more than an isaron, right? Lechachila, we're not allowed to do that. That's the din, you're not allowed to. But if it was done, they didn't know, it was a mistake, whatever, mutar b'di'avit, then you're allowed to use it. Assuming it was all baked in less than 18 minutes. Because technically speaking, it's very hard for it to be a problem if the whole thing was done in less than 18 minutes. It could be, but anyways, b'di'avid or not. And nowadays, Mishneh Berurah points out that many, in situations of b'di'avid, were a little bit more actually makel on a lot of these chumras, because nowadays, when we do it, we know we do, any baking factory, we all know, it's done with many people, small amounts of dough, super quick, nothing's lying around, and everything's getting quickly put into a hot oven.
Yeah, but the initial pouring in, I think, they do a decent amount, and then they get some
Amounts
to each individual part. So there is a moment where it might be this amount.
There's a... No, we don't do this... Right. It could happen, but b'di'avid, it's okay. We're not worried about lying around and becoming chametz b'di'avid. But right. Nowadays, because you mentioned it, nowadays, whenever they make matzah, even the initial dough that's made, it's always less than an isaron. They're always very makpid to make sure it's always less than an isaron, so that we never run into these problems of you having too big of a dough and the guy can't knead it fast enough. And then,
all I remember is just getting a tiny little clump that everyone's screaming, "Matzah's mitzvah!" And you're sitting there like rushing right there. I don't even remember anything about
the initial pouring in.
But the initial pouring is always less than an isaron, so it's never an issue. And we do not get out of making a freshes challah. We don't want to. Of course, because of this halacha, you're allowed to. But what do? We all do a freshes challah. But how are you chayav? Because afterwards, when you make the challah, when you make the matzah, until it's baked, no one's chayav in a freshes challah. There's no chayav of challah whatsoever. It's only afterwards we do tziruf. We combine them. And when you combine them, then you become chayav in a freshes challah. I believe it's deraisa. And therefore, you have the mitzvah of doing a freshes challah. And that's what we do. You could either do, if we're about to see it, either put them all into a big container, a big basket, or you put a towel over them. You have them on the table, whatever, and then you put a big towel or a big blanket or a big cloth over everything, and that's also called tziruf, and both of them work 100% machatchila. And so that's what they do. They throw on a towel or some material over everything, and then they take from one piece, they take a freshes challah for all of it. Okay, Tav, no, Gimel. Even though we don't do, you're not allowed to measure in general on Yom Tov.
Anything.
B'Yom Tov shel Pesach. But if you're baking challah on, you're baking matzah on Yom Tov, she'ein lashin isa gadola misran, and you want to make sure you're not getting too much flour, mutar lindor, you're allowed to measure. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh osrim, and he mentions that some say, no, it's still aser, el yikach ve'omer adat. You eyeball it. And this makes sure you very much under eyeball below the Yisaron, below Yarbel Yisaron. Really, you're allowed to do an exact Yisaron. We mentioned that. And a drop more. You're not allowed to do much more than Yisaron, whatever that is. And Lamaisa, we always do it much less than a Yisaron. V'hachi nahug, and the custom is we just go by eyeballing. Let's just do a couple more so we get this whole picture together. Tav nun zayin, din hanhagas hachala b'isas ha-matzah. So how do we actually do it? Aleph. Since we have to be very careful with the shiur, so we don't want to do too much because it might lead into chametz. So you want to make less than a large amount. So the first thing he says, this is a din in the mitzvah of hafrashas challah, is how do you combine separate batches that are less than an isaron? While there's still dough, has to be runny. If it's very, very thick, then it's a question if it combines. But if you take dough, a batter, whatever, and you connect them, they touch each other so they can pull apart and stretch from each other, that works. And again, the whole din of doing a precious challah is lechatchila, we're supposed to do it when it's isa, when it's dough.
Even runny.
It's sticky. Yeah, I don't know the exact amount, and neither do the achronim. So, yeah. So you connect them beforehand. The Shema Yeshbehem Acha Shelo Yabesh Kishur, because maybe one of them wasn't an Isaron. We're on the assumption that here he's on the assumption that you're doing an exact, you're aiming for an exact Isaron. So you could do a Prashas Chala. So you want to connect a bunch of them because each one's exactly an Isaron, and it's so easy for one of them to end up being less than an Isaron. But you're in a big hurry, so you can't. Let's say you don't want to do a Prashas Chala beforehand. So what do? And that's what we do. You decide to do a Afrashas Chala afterwards. So he, in the Shulchan Aruch's picture, each ball of dough is basically an Isaron. Again, we do less, but at the end of the day, there's no nafka mina as far as Afrashas Chala, because we all do it after the Afia. Now, we, since we do less than an Isaron, we have to combine them. In the Shulchan Aruch, technically, you wouldn't have to combine them if each one is an Isaron, but we do because some of them might not be. This way you want to make sure. She'itin kol matzot besal. So what do? You put them all in one big basket. V'hasal mitzarafam l'chala. And therefore, they're all chayav and chala. V'zeo derech hayoter nachon. And that's actually the best way. Not to waste time while it's dough. Just do hafrashas chala afterwards. And that's what we do. Okay.
I would like to see a matzah if that's in the Isaron.
Well, it goes by the dough. No. No, but you can you knead the dough into an Isaron, and then you make little pieces. You separate them. No, even in this case, you can separate. You don't have to bake it as a whole Isaron. And we learned also you can't make it too big and too wide. So you mix them together, and then you make little individual ones. But again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you are allowed to make big ones. So it could be he's making a big one.
He's saying that if it can't be separated, so then you separate it afterwards. Okay. Clearly, it looks like in the Russian, they're saying separate.
All right. Now he points out also in this din of Tziruf Saul, that does, when you connect them, that applies to both Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Gets into a couple of details. Probably we'll save some of them for your idea. Okay. So let's finish the next. The Haggah. What does the Haggah say? Let's say there was the shear and you forgot to do it. So you said you can do it afterwards. Not a problem. And if it was chayav in Isaron, you don't have to do it tziruf afterwards because it was already chayav. The whole purpose of tziruf is to make yourself chayav or to combine everything because you're not sure if everything was in Isaron. and therefore you can take on one piece and take on all of them. You can only take from one piece onto another one if you did tziruf. If each batch was made separately, each isaron was made separately, you would have to do a precious challah on each one by itself, unless you do tziruf. So tziruf also helps you to take precious challah from one on all the batches of isaron that were needed together.
So if you made one big batch and you are chayav, and then your wife divided it in half, baked half, and put half in the freezer, forgot to do challah, she has to take from both, or is one is enough?
So if it was all chayav from one big dough, it's the same for both. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It's the same. It's the same. They were all chayav 100%. They were all chayav 100% before. Then you never have to do tziruv sal. But again, you do have to make sure they're in the same house, or if they should be all together. If they're in separate cups, you should, or containers, you should put them all together. It still has to be mina mukaf. Right. So you take all the challahs together. You can still put them all together. Let me just try and finish the Haggadah. And if you know you took a precious challah on some but not others, when you mix us lo lakach, then it arvu, and they mix together, you have a problem. You have to do challah from each individual one, because we can't do one from another, because one was already done already. So doing tziruf after the fact, it doesn't help you. Because you might end up doing hafrasha on one that was already done. And you can't do hafrasha twice on the same dough. And once it's already patur, you can't do tziruf anymore. It's already patur, you already did hafrasha. So you have no choice but to take a piece from each piece of each portion. That was, or yalush isa acheret, or you get another dach, another dough. V'yikachimena gam ken al otan shin arvu. Or you take a whole new fresh isa that you know for sure wasn't done hafrasha schala. V'yimakir matzah hashachayev eschala. Or you know that this batch of dough or matzah, this one you know for sure was never done. Then you do tziruf on everything together, and no tamimena ala acheros, because that one for sure was never done, and that one works on the others. I'd like to finish, but should we want to stop or stop? We'll stop. Stop.